I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life. Hi, welcome to UK Health Radio. I'm Bill McKenna, and this is the New Life Perspectives Radio Show. Today, we're going to be talking about your gut. Now, this episode here is one that's near and dear to my heart. I have suffered with IBS pretty much since I could remember, since I was probably the first times I remember, it was maybe 8 years old or so. And that continued on until just recently, you know, and now I'm pressing over 60. So I had a lot of difficulties, but I've been able to overcome it. And now I can digest, you know, pizza, wheat, yeah, right, gluten, piece of beef, whatever, throw it at me and I can eat ice cream, fatty stuff, you know, stuff that I shouldn't be eating. How about Chinese food, you know, of deep fried Chinese? All of these things I've had over the past few weeks and I am stellar. So I wanted to share with you some of these tips and tricks today to help you down the path too. You know, these are going to be primarily at the end of this episode. So be sure you stay tuned right to the end. Now, like all of our episodes that we do here on UK Health Radio, all of them have one thing in common, and I call it the Cracker Jack box. You know, when I was a kid, there, you know, I guess they still have it today. It's called Cracker Jacks. And in the Cracker Jack box, there was a prize. And, you know, as a kid, you want to get the prize. It would be a little fake tattoo or, you know, something on a little piece of paper. Anyway, I know this is worldwide here, so you people in different parts of the globe might not have the Cracker Jacks, but there's a prize at the end of every episode, and that prize is something practical, something useful that you can use today, right away, and it's going to make your life better. I recommend for all of you to go back to the other episodes here that we have recorded on UK Health Radio. It's on demand. And you can go and listen to all of these different wonderful techniques at the end that not only from myself, Liz Larson, and also our guests that come on. They give tremendous tips at the end of practical, useful things that you can do right away to make your life better. So, as promised today, this subject about the gut. Now, as it turns out, I'm not alone. Gut problems are becoming more and more and more common. And this has to do with multiple things that we're going to address throughout this episode. The start of this is in certain parts of the world, certain food products are being altered. And with that, genetically, you know, it's an experiment. And our bodies aren't so good at digesting. Specifically, corn and wheat products. Those are two that seem to really be heavily modified and have caused people a lot of problems. But as I said, you know, I had corn tortillas this week, and I also had all kinds of other wheat products, and I am good. Matter of fact, I had a donut last night. Yeah, bad idea. It was a horrible idea, but I knew I could do it, so I did it. I know what you're thinking. This is not good, right? Well, anyway, I loosened up on my diet restrictions, but I'm doing really good. So anyway, there are things out there now that are genetically modified, and obviously there are other choices, right? You can get organic stuff. And that's a really great first step. But in order to understand fully what's going on, or actually not fully, but a little bit better idea of some of the things that affect your gut, we're going to have to go back in time. And we're going to go way back to before you were born. Yeah, I know you're thinking, why is this crazy guy talking about before I was born? Well, have you ever seen like the images of an embryo? And an embryo kind of looks like almost a little, you know, chicken, you know, and in the gut, you know, where in the womb. And when this embryo begins to develop, what the brain and the gut are one. The brain and the gut are one, and then it emerges and begins to open up. The head separates from the gut. Well, I know what you're thinking, right? That's kind of interesting that the gut and the brain were one, but guess what? There are more brain, right? More brain cells in the gut than there are in the brain. That sounds ridiculous, but when you understand this, it starts to make more sense of what's going on with our entire being. So when we humans, when we have a digestion problem, it affects our thoughts. It affects our feelings. Now, in certain cultures around the globe, people are more sensitive to this than in other cultures. What I mean, in my culture, you know, if it tastes good, eat it, right? You know, we like good tasty food. And there's not a lot of thought put into what is this doing to my body? What is this doing to my brain? You know, it's looked at differently. So in certain cultures, this is the case. Make it good and tasty, you know. I love Mexico. They love to make, you know, good food. Turns out the Irish culture and the Mexican culture are much alike. I had a great story when I was out to dinner once. I was with this friend of mine from Ireland, and we were having a great time in Mexico, and he said, and we were eating their food, and he said, I said, I love it down here. I love all of it. You know, I love the culture and everything. And he said, well, why, of course you do. He said, you know, it's much alike. He said, you know, we're our cultures. You know, they both love music. They like to have a drink. They like good food. They like joking, merriment, you know. They're very family oriented. You know, can hold a grudge like nobody's business. So we have these funny things in common. So the things about this, the gut and the brain, were also understood by the cultures in the East much more than in the West. They understood that the relationship in between what you're feeling in your gut and what's going on in your head. Western science started to catch up. As it turns out, there's 8 nerves from your gut going up to your brain. And there's 1 nerve from your brain going down to your gut. Now, right? This is telling you that's one heck of a lot more important information and a lot more information going upwards than downwards. The importance of the information that's going from the gut to the brain. It's controlling your life a lot more than you realize. I never even really thought about it in the past. Like, why would I think about it? Right? You just, you know, you go on your merry way and you eat what you do and you deal with the consequences. You know, in my particular case, I wasn't so bright, you know, about this. But it turns out that this whole digestion was a major point of focus within the Ayurvedic traditions. They understood that there were different properties of different foods. And they understood that there was a particular time of day that you're going to want to eat, and there's a time of day that you want to rest and digest. So one of the things in their culture is that you want to stop eating around 5 o'clock or so. And the reason being is that you want to stop eating early so that these natural systems, your liver, your kidney, all of those systems can go through a process of regeneration. They had this broken down into actual times that they knew that after a certain point at night, I think it was maybe 2 in the morning, that the food was digested, and then there is the repair process. In the West, and also in certain cultures in Europe, for example, you know, in Spain, you know, you don't go out and even start. You wouldn't think of going out for dinner, you know, before 9, 10 o'clock at night. And so you fill up your gut and you go to sleep on a full stomach. Now, this in the West as well, in America, you know, people eat really big meals, real big meals at dinner. Dinner is considered a, you know, big meal, right? And with this eating a big meal and also never giving your system a chance to rest, right? Not having a time where it rests, eventually builds up toxins in the body. And they were really smart about this, you know, in the Ayurvedic tradition is to know that that is the case. And then how to actually begin to help with that and alleviate those toxins in your body. One of the simplest ways that we can do this is to stop eating around that, you know, 5 or 6, and then allow for a period of fasting. You know, don't eat anything until, you know, 9 or 10 the next morning. You've given your system a long time to actually fast or to be able to recover. If you're eating big dinners and big breakfasts and everything, you know, that system is constantly taxed. So it's time for our first break. UK Health Radio, take it away, and we'll be right back with more great information about your gut.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
All right, and we are back. So again, for those of you just tuning in, we are talking about the gut today. And as I mentioned, the gut is something very near and dear to my heart, a subject. I had IBS from the time I was probably 8 years old until the time, you know, recently, I'm over 60 now, but now I'm eating anything and everything that I want. What, even wheat, dairy, whipped cream, you know, that donut last night. I know it's stupid eating, and I don't do it all the time. I know, but it was just really nice to have something tasty. But my point is that there's something you can do, and I'm going to be sharing this with you at the end of the episode, what worked for me. So we're taking a journey now through some information that I've been able to accumulate throughout my lifetime that may be of service to you regarding your gut and what can be done to help you with feeling better. Now, as we discussed in the last portion, the brain and the gut are really one. They're one system. There's 8 nerves that go from the gut to the brain and 1 nerve that goes down. Now, when we take antibiotics, right? For people, this is probably done more cautiously today than when I was young. But when I was growing up, you know, just the nature of things. I was one of 12 kids in a family. There were amazing sickness like that went through the family. I mean, I can remember when I was a kid, we had bowls and buckets by the bed, and you know, the whole family would be like, you know, my mom would be changing buckets of vomit, and it was really, oh, I can't even believe what she went through with all these kids, you know, simultaneously sick. Now, even though there was known that it was a virus, lots of times the doctors at that point in time would even prescribe antibiotics. You know, well, I'm not sure what it is. I think it's a virus, but, you know, well, we're going to give you some antibiotics, you know, and they would do this. So as it turns out, these antibiotics really destroy the microbiome. So your microbiome, what's that? That means all of the enzyme, bacteria, that sort of thing that is all populated your gut. Now, there's certainly good bacteria and bad bacteria that you have there in the gut. And if you like indiscriminately, you know, carpet bomb your gut with these antibiotics, well, now you don't digest so good. And for me, you know, I certainly took probiotics. I took so many at one point thinking that that was going to do it. My gut got hard. It sounds really strange. There's a word for it, but it literally, you know, I went to the health food store and they have the 5 billion, you know, bacteria and the, you know, we're going to do this. And you got the 10 billion or whatever. It's like crazy amounts of different bacterias and different things. It didn't work. And eventually, you know, I quit that and my, you know, gut went back to not being hard. But the interesting thing here is that for some of you that may be like myself, I'll tell the story about how I kind of got here, was I lived a lifestyle that probably wasn't really great, you know, for health. I mean that I did a lot of high speed things. I had I was involved in martial arts for many years. I skydived a lot and enjoyed it very much. But with the high speed activities like skydiving, you know, there's obvious risks, and I found myself on the wrong side of that one day. I had my parachute that particular day collapsed several hundred feet up, and I ended up slamming in, and I broke my spine. I broke my face. I broke my chest. I exploded and spun my femur. So I nearly died during that process. And with that, I ended up in the ICU for about a month. And they did surgery, you know, put rods in my spine, had reattached my leg, and put a rod, you know, down the marrow of the femur, the big part of the leg there from the hip to the knee. And they got me all going. And during that process, because there was, you know, so many hours of surgery and that sort of thing, they had me on all kinds of antibiotics. Now, I had lots of antibiotics all my life and already had gut problems. So, you know, I didn't really ever associate anything. I didn't know about the association in between antibiotics and gut issues. But subsequent to that, you know, I figured the probiotic thing, and as I mentioned earlier, but when you go to get your teeth cleaned and you have rods, you know, metal in your body, they want you to now, or at the time, they want you to take heavy doses of antibiotics. And they want you to do this so that what ends up happening is the bacteria that is released when they are grinding away at all the plaque on your teeth, it will enter your bloodstream, and then it attaches itself to the most likely foreign object, which is a rod in your body. Now, it doesn't have to, but that was kind of a risk. So, you know, for decades, you know, and I would get my teeth cleaned a lot, like 3 times a year, they would give you heavy doses prior and heavy doses after, trying to make sure that you don't get an internal infection by having all this plaque, you know, attaching itself and then getting an internal infection. You can imagine the risk of getting an infection in your spine because you got your teeth cleaned. So it was certainly something at the time that needed to, I guess, be taken as a precautionary measure. Having said that, my situation, right, could never actually get any better. Eventually, we stopped that. But amazingly enough, even doing all kinds of things, my gut would not get better. It would not recover. I just ended up getting worse and worse and worse. I got so bad that by the time I actually ended up figuring things out, I was down to just eating a fruit bowl with a little bit of granola on it. And I consider food one of the really fun things in life. And I really enjoy it. So when I was able to again enjoy food, like a donut or Chinese food or Mexican food or, you know, that sort of thing, when I was able to, that really helped my mood a lot. You know, I really enjoyed it. So there are many, many things that could cause a gut issue. And one of the things is, strangely enough, a concussion. I know you're saying to yourself right now, a concussion? Yeah, a concussion. And as you can imagine, I had quite a bit. I was knocked unconscious for a long period of time during my skydiving accident. And I also had many other, you know, concussions. Well, it turns out an untreated concussion is an untreated concussion. And that brain injury, interestingly enough, has to do, has our gut health has a lot to do with our brain health. Why? Again, we'll go back to the beginning of the episode. The gut and the brain were actually one when we were going through the development process as an embryo. So one of the interesting discoveries the doctors have now made is that people with concussions are very likely to have gut health issues. Wow. Wow, right? I know what you're thinking right now. Oh my gosh. Well, that explains a lot. Now, at the end of this episode, I'm going to tell you about something that you can do, which is going to help with your brain. So that will help affect things too. Now, one of the things about a concussion is that oftentimes people have difficulty controlling their emotions. Sadness, grief, anger, those are fear, really the common ones with traumatic brain injury or concussion type thing. So the management of these emotions has a lot to do with gut health. So you've heard the term, you know, I felt it in my gut. I got a feeling in my gut, right? Well, this, the second brain, if you will, is telling you something. Now, and that could be a false signal, right? Be afraid. And there's nothing to be afraid of. And that is really what it is most of the time. It certainly seems real, but in actuality, it's not. How do I know this? Well, look at your life. You know, all those things were you're afraid of, did they really happen? Is that really something that happened? So the relationship between our emotions and our gut health is without question. Have you ever found yourself in a massive amount of fear? Now, I remember I was just a kid. You know, I was only, I think, 18 or 19 years old. And when I began skydiving, and I really enjoyed it. And obviously, there was a fear of death during that, during, you know, those early days of when I just first started skydiving. I was like, you know what, this could be it today. This could be the end of the road. And with that fear, I remember that every time before skydiving, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go to the bathroom so bad. And you know, I would, right? So our emotions have everything to do with our gut health. And I will get into this just a little bit more right after this break. From UK Health Radio, take it away. We're going to hear from our sponsors and be right back after that.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Here we are talking about the gut and its relationship to our emotions. And in this last part here at the end, I'm going to share with you some resolutions that worked for me and that can really help out in your life. This is the tips I'm going to share with you at the end are things that you're going to be able to do and use, and especially if you've had any of the things that I talked about earlier in this episode. Now, Louise Hay, I don't know if you've heard of her before, but she had an interesting book that she put out. And the book was You Can Heal Your Life, another book called You Can Heal Your Body. Now, these little books are, you know, almost like a pamphlet almost. They're not They're really small, physically small, and you know there's not that many pages to them, but they're great books. And Louise Hay passed away a few years back. I had the good fortune of meeting her and spending some time with her. She realized something that not a lot of people know, and that is that our body is constantly talking to us, and we just don't know the language that it's speaking. So another way of looking at this is our body will express for us the emotion that we can't process. Now, that's kind of an interesting one, right? And I may, if you took me back many decades, I would have been like, you know, that guy, you know, click the channel. That guy's talking garbage. But it's actually true. So if you look at, for example, stress, if somebody talked to you and said, hey, you know, I got a bottle of stress here. Well, it's not true. There is no bottle of stress. You have stress through thoughts and feelings. You get a feeling or a thought, or you get sick, and you will experience stress. But when you get stressed, how many of you that have experienced stress in your life end up getting sick or cold sores or canker sores? You ever notice that you get sick after a highly stressful event? Have you ever noticed that? That's a very, very common thing. Certainly is for me. So our body, all over, it has acts literal. Like, you know, the different parts of the body, for example, knees hurting, you know, are you having problems moving forward in your life? If you have emotional things around the gut, right? Well, can I digest life? The things that are being thrown at me, am I having a hard time digesting those things? Can I tolerate those things in life emotionally? Am I able to tolerate it? Remember, our body will express for us the emotions we cannot process. Maybe your issue is constipation. If I am constipated, am I holding on? Is there not enough? Is there not enough? If there's not enough, I need to hold on. I'm afraid of letting go. Were you brought up in an environment of lack of some kind? Think about it. Think about it. There could be other reasons for this as well. That's just one reason. Everybody has a variety of emotions that will affect their gut. Now, there's a really interesting thing about the gut that goes back to these Eastern cultures. And that is, there is an energy center that is about 2 inches below the belly button. Now, this has been called the lower dantian or the second chakra. And this is called the seat of fire as well. So in those cultures, in the Ayurvedic tradition, this is where they talk about the heat that's necessary for digestion. And if you have enough of this heat for digestion, you can easily digest whatever comes your way. Now, there's much more to digesting than just that, but what shuts down this energy center, this area? And one of the things that we know that shuts down this area is fear and doubt. Fear and doubt. You're saying fear and doubt. That's interesting. Well, what fear and doubt focused specifically on what? Well, it turns out that this area, like all the different areas in your body, have different focuses. Everybody knows about your heart, right? You know about your heart, and that is around connection and love and that sort of thing, right? Globally, everybody knows this. Well, your throat is around communication. I'm actually talking to you. As I put my hands on my throat, I can actually feel the vibration going through my larynx so that these actual words can come out and you can hear them. This lower belly button area is interesting because it deals with family, specifically blood relatives. Now, it deals with sexuality and also our ability to be able to accept the physical pleasures of life. Now, one of those physical pleasures of life is eating great meals, right? Can I accept the pleasure of that? And when I have issues, right, with a family member, like a blood relative specifically, you might have that impact this specific area. It shuts down that digestive fire. I have fear and doubt. I cannot trust them. I fear that I'm at risk. I fear that they are going to do something to me. Or you may find I'm afraid. I have fear that I can't tell people about my sexuality, or I may have an issue. I can't express how I truly feel. With this, if one was to process those emotions, you might find that positively impacts your gut. Now, I know that probably you're listening to this and you're saying, you don't know my mom, you don't know my dad, you don't know my brother or sister and how horrible they are or what was done to me. Well, there is a method that neurologically that you can process these emotions. And it is easy to do where you're not trying to feel any different. You just allow yourself to feel how you do. You know what? I hate them. I can't trust them. And then you do certain physical movements. It's called cognitive movement. And with that, it causes a neurological release and of this issue so that the actual electricity and the energy can flow appropriately from brain to gut and gut to brain. Now, this same type of exercise, cognitive movement, is great for your brain, right? We are creating mental acuity. You get to connect the different areas of your brain and bring your brain back to its full capacity through these exercises. They're really kind of brain exercises, and emotional releases are another product of it. So it's a double whammy. You can learn more about that at cognomovement.com. That's cogno, like cognitive, C-O-G-N-O, movement, M-O-V-E-M-E-N-T.com. You can learn more about it there. There's some free ebooks for you. Now, in addition to these emotional things that you once released, it allows that fire, that belly fire, to start. It's unrestricted. In the East, they know that you have in your body these centers that are considered like the heater and the air conditioner. And this particular area that we're discussing right now is the heater. So when you cause these releases, oftentimes, you know, these emotional releases, there's a flood of heat that comes through your body. You know, somebody turned on the furnace. If you're somebody who is listening to this and you run cold, physically cold in your body, and you're also somebody who has suffered a betrayal from a family member or somebody you were married to and divorced from, those sorts of things, look into what I talked about to resolve that and let go. This is related to digestion things. Now, as it turns out, you know, I was the poster boy for that. So I knew that those things were also related to gut health. Now, I mentioned for all of you that I was going to give you the secrets that were going to help. Now, the first secret that I want to give you, beyond all the ones that I've given before, but this one really did it, and that is kefir. I never even heard the word before. And what it is almost looks like yogurt or cottage cheese, and you don't want to get the one that's in the grocery store. What you want to do is you can get, they call it the kefir grains, kefir milk grains. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're saying, hey, Bill, you know, I'm lactose intolerant. Yes, I get it. Me too. So you can get these on Amazon, milk kefir grains. I think they're like $14. And you take them and you add milk to it. There's instructions. It will make this kefir substance. It's somewhere in between kind of a yogurt and a cottage cheese when it gets done. And you eat a few spoonfuls of this throughout the day. I eat it before a meal or after a meal, and it will digest the heck out of anything. Now, I don't recommend going out and doing nutty things like me, but after you get, you know, 3 weeks, a month into it, go ahead and try something that you wouldn't ordinarily try. And you'll find that you can actually digest it when you eat this. So it's really fun, right? If you've had gut problems, you are going to love this. So the reason that you want to get this and eat this at home, right, and make it at home, is because the one that you buy in the health food store is it is not the one to get. Because the ones in the health food store, the process they have to go through vastly diminishes the enzymes and bacteria. Those things can't survive the process they need to go through in order to mass market it to you in the store. So if you make it yourself, it has like 3 to 4 times the strength and the diversity in the bacteria. And so that's the way that I go, and it works. I recommend getting the milk kefir grains. Now, as I know that you might feel like you can't. This works not only for IBS, but if you start eating this also when you have constipation, actually just eat it regularly, you're going to find that you're going to be able to really digest really well. There are many videos online on YouTube. You just look up, making kefir at home, and you'll discover how to do that. There's many books on this subject, and there's a wealth of information. So imagine for a second, if there are 8 nerves that go from my gut to my brain, and if the emotions, a lot of them are within the gut, then you find that calming this down and digesting will enable you to not only control your emotions better, but even your sleep. There are certain bacteria that get worked up in your gut at night, and you might find that, like me, if you were tossing and turning at night before, you no longer are. You actually end up able to sleep through the night, put your head on the pillow, and sleep through the night. There's a relationship in between your sleep and your gut. So there's another beautiful one for you. And I can tell you, it feels great. Lastly, I have an emergency technique for you. And this emergency technique is that if you have IBS, and you're driving your car and you find that, oh my gosh, I cannot, I'm like squeezing the wheel and sweating, you're just looking to get to the next gas station. Imagine the light of the sun in your gut and just keep it there. Keep the light of the sun in your gut. And it's so bright. The entire gut is so lit up in your mind that you can't even see your gut anymore. And in about 2 to 3 minutes, whoosh, you won't feel your gut anymore. It'll last somewhere around 10 to 15 minutes, and then the pain will come back. If you keep doing the light in the gut, you can go on forever. This technique works. That's an extra bonus for you. Again, thank you for watching us here on UK Health Radio. Check out cognomovement.com. There's some free ebooks there for you, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.